Hello.
James.
You just called me.
I did,
My
because I didn't
ringer
like
was
the way that
off.
kind of. Okay. I didn't like the way that that ended
Well, what do you want to
at
do
all.
about it? What do you want to do about it?
So,
I don't like to have 6 months from now have a collapse of our relationship because you were here all this time with not with a with a hidden agenda yourself. I asked you to write something, make it impressive, and that's all I asked you to do. And you have to
okay,
pick up your
James.
phone. You have to pick up your phone and write something right in the moment. It was insulting to me.
James,
Yeah.
I have to defend my action because that, in all actuality, is not correct.
Okay,
I
that's
was
what I
picking
was
up my
got.
phone so that I did, because I didn't want to leave it or forget it
Okay,
in all shit.
I
So
acknowledge
that is
that.
the truth.
I acknowledge
Okay.
that, but it was this topic that happened is just it didn't fit. It didn't fit. Right now, I want you to try to relax and get yourself home and not have a problem. And yeah, I didn't like the way that ended either. I don't want to know you if you're going to be here and cause this happening in 6 months from you. Guys, it's evil to do that. So I need you to make yourself impressive upon me. I need you to treat me as a person that you would want to impress, or otherwise you won't take it in and I won't have to deal with it. You either do that or you don't. That's all my request is of you.
Okay.
Really? Really, that is.
Allow me to respond
I am.
because I listen to you, so please allow me to respond.
Okay.
Okay. So, I don't want 6 months to go by and we're not in each other's lives. There's a reason why we're in each other's lives, okay? Please listen.
I'm listening.
So,
I'm trying to. I'm trying to
as
sit
far as
down
me
here.
having to impress, okay.
Okay.
As far as me having to impress somebody, James, I really don't have to do that, in all honesty. But I hear exactly, please listen,
I am.
I hear exactly what you're asking of me.
Okay.
So because this is very important to you, I will do that.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, I'm not trying to
So.
play. I'm not trying to play hard to get. Is the thing I was thinking of when you left. I think I'm not trying to play hard to get. You know that mentality. I'm not trying to play hard. Yeah, obviously, look, you just fucked me all the time. Okay, but I think my emotional standing is I should be hard to get. I should have a little respect upon the person that if they really, 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 really have an interest in wanting to know me and wanting to carry this on, they will take that energy and they will take that effort and build upon something that is outside of what I have been receiving so far from everybody, and I need you to be impressive upon that. I need you to be out of the reference of this circle that I have. I need you to be impressive upon that. That's what I'm trying to say. I need you to show me that you do not belong to that same circle of shit. I don't know how to say it any other way. Okay, that's really what I mean. And what I mean is impressive. It means you should know. You already have my email address. If you've not looked up my name online, then it's like okay. I'm thinking. What are you trying to say? You everything about me is you already have me. You can write in many different ways. Facebook. I mean, I asked you to write something, and it's like I don't even get a clear lineage of what you asked me. It's like I don't even understand what your point of reference is when I asked you to write something. It's like I already have your email address. I mean, what is the basis of that? I don't understand. So it confused me.
Okay.
You see how it confuses me? Because okay, you know my real name. You can write a handwritten letter if you needed to make it impressive. If you needed to handwrite a letter, that would be very impressive to me.
James.
Okay.
Please allow me to respond to what you just said to me.
Okay.
Okay. So, when you said to me, write me, send me an email.
I
was being honest and saying, I don't have your email address.
But don't you do, because you can find it very easily.
And I said, well, I can find it on LinkedIn because we are
now connected
on LinkedIn.
Right.
So, I'm listening to what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. I will
respond.
I really am just so tired of dealing with this. I want to have my statement said and at face value respected. That's what I need from somebody. Not all of this myriad of misunderstandings. I say things in English, I don't say them in some Greek language, and I don't care anything I say is so back twisted, I don't understand how that happens. It makes me confused.
Okay. I get that.
Well,
okay.
To minimize my confusion is to just not do that. You know, to try to keep it on the. I really can't do this right now. I really can't think of this. Keep it in the simple, and do not pull in things out of the universe and put it into a conversation that does not exist. That's the best way I can say it. Keep it in the simple, keep it the literal of the conversation. There's no hidden between the lines. It is literally a conversation at its most literal form. I don't even know you well enough to put hidden messages between lines. Now, if I knew you well enough, I could probably insert a few things in between the lines, but I don't know you well enough, so we're fresh that way, right?
Exactly.
Okay, we're
exactly.
Okay, we got that right. Okay, we understand that part now.
Exactly. Okay. And what I'm going to ask you.
I'm sitting down right now. I would like to know what you're doing. What are you? Are you walking or what?
I'm walking.
Okay. I don't want you to walk and talk and have an accident of some sort. Okay.
I'm very aware of my surroundings. Thank you for my care and concern.
Well, I've seen some of the videos of people walking into Boston Hill, walking in the fountain and stuff.
I have too. That's why I'm very aware of what's going on around
me.
So this is what I ask of you.
Okay.
So please not jump to be so quick to jump to conclusions about me. Based on what others have done.
I think from this point and point forward of what you have experienced in this situation right now, I need you to apply a sort of an idea, apply to a position of having a placement in my life in a school. It would be like making an application to a school. I need you to impress my life. I need you to make an impression upon my life that you are quality instead of quantity. I think it makes no other difference that you are a part of or not. It's just that basis. I don't want to know you if you are quantity. I want you to know you if you're quality. And if you are quality, you'll show it. And it will be something you'll know. You'll want to do. It will be something you desire to do. It shouldn't have any kind of what you just basically did. It would be something you would just immediately flow to understand. He's wanting to see that I am quality instead of quantity. So you have to impress that upon me. And as it's stated on the walls here, that's what I'm trying to say. I don't know why I'm in this conversation right now. Because that is what's on the walls. If it hasn't been yet get understood, it's on the walls. It's going to be in my conversation. And it's in my philosophy, and it's in my understanding of what I want here. And if you're not a part of quality, I want you to not come back here. I don't want you to know you in 6 months because you will have wasted my time for 6 months because you are not really quality. You are quantity. Okay, now can you be quality from and not even be quality? Quality? Can you just be that one fresh quantity that is now quality? But right now, you are quantity. You are, in my mind, quality. And you need to just step yourself out of quantity and into quality. That's all I asked you to do. That's where I'm putting you in. You are just a few hours fresh of my mind. You know, in term of reference of how much time we have spent together, a few hours together, a few mm-hmm. hours, you know what I mean? Okay, that's all I know of you. So I'm not going to treat you any other way than I understand. I am so fucking upset with the way the community treats me like this. And then just walks away and says, "Oh, I don't have to worry about it anymore. It's not important enough. And it is most important enough to fix this for something. I don't know what it is. If you're the answer, but I can't put that on you. That's not your job. Your job is not to come in here and do what you did." Although you did, mm-hmm. That's not your job. That's a bunch of wasted time. You should have left all. You should have been on in your own right to have left already, and tell them to leave too and just left. That's what I would have done. I think if I was involved in all of this nightmare, because I couldn't even be able to handle it. And I'm gonna ramble on and on and on. You're the one who calls me up, and I was resting, and I really would like to rest. And I need to rest. I'm going to ramble on and on and on. I'm not going to stop talking. So if you want a break, you need to just break this from me so I can rest, please. That's what I need.
So
it's not important enough to clarify right at this exact moment, please. We can talk about it later. I never said that.
If you need your rest, I will give you rest.
What I need is like a separation it's hard to describe. I need a separation from interference of others. It doesn't matter who they are, others, so I can have some self-centering energy. And it's going to be every time somebody calls or interferes with that, it's just putting fuel on the fire. Is what it's doing.
Okay, that's understandable.
Okay,
I hear that, and I respect that. So, in the same token, as you ask that as of me, I ask of you.
Okay, I hear you.
Is that fair? And can you do that?
I can do that, but for the moment right now, when I'm in a state of confusion, I need you to understand. When I'm in a state of confusion, I need that break. And when you continue to want a demand or put a situation in, I don't necessarily understand what you're talking about. I don't necessarily clarify. What I can say is I understand. I do not completely understand. So I will understand it more when I have a clarity of thought and I can have a discussion with you outside of all of this energy I have in my brain that I can't think around.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. It's very clear to me.
Okay, thank you. That's all I need is I need you to hear that I make sense. That's all. That's all you need. There's nothing needs to be said.
Yes, there is. Good night and sleep well.
Okay, well, that's a different, that's a, thank you. That's a different thing. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
And I'll check back on you later. Okay. Not tonight, though. So get some sleep.
I was pacing around. Well, just relax. And relax. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
It's all good. It's all cool. It's all grits and gravy.
Okay.
Get some sleep, and I'll call you sometime later on in the week to see how you're doing.
All right. And then.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye.